I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Just how far Michigan's unemployment rate will fall in the next 2 years depends on which projection you look at. The state's House Fiscal Agency is forecasting a drop to 7.4% in 2014, which is below the current national average. The Senate Fiscal Agency is being more conservative with its prediction, calling for a jobless rate by 2014 of 8.1%. The current unemployment rate in Michigan is 8.5%, which is 2% lower than this time a year ago. Detroit residents are a step closer to shopping for more locally produced meats, produce, and other foods. Whole Foods broke ground yesterday on a new store to be located in Detroit's Midtown District on Mack Avenue between Woodward and John R. There are Whole Foods stores in the suburbs, but this will be the first in the city limits in Detroit. The store is expected to be open sometime next year. Nearly $6.5 million is what's come up missing from Merck's Village Market in South Haven and Van Buren County, all allegedly through the hands of controller Christopher Pratt. Court documents indicate the 41-year-old's confessed to the FBI, but no charges have yet been filed. The money started disappearing in 2005. It's alleged he bought 15 vehicles and at least 25 pieces of property, most of them in Kalamazoo. A contract worker helping out the accounting staff found the unusual transactions last month, and investigators traced it all back to Pratt, who's not yet been charged. Well, it's going to be a tough summer for teens looking for work. The Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budgets put its own forecast out for summer employment for teens. It's expecting the teen jobless rate to be 26.4%. That'll be an improvement, however, over last year. Officials say the market for teens is highly competitive, and they're also facing competition from older workers for the same jobs this summer. Congresswoman Candace Miller is making her bid for another term in Washington official. The 10th District Republican filed paperwork yesterday with Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson to be on the ballot this fall. Miller collected 2,000 petition signatures from each county in her district. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.